Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues, a show about blues, all blues, and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Today's program is going to be about acoustic blues. All songs on today's program will be played on acoustic guitar, accompanied by nothing more than a harmonica, sometimes just the guitar itself. You know, the blues, you know, we mentioned so many times how it started in the Mississippi Delta, but it all really started with acoustic guitars. And these guys had guitars that weren't very good, you know, maybe a Sears Roebuck guitar if they were lucky. I have no clue how they kept strings on those old guitars. But they did a good job at it, and it's really the roots of the blues, you know, just straight acoustic and maybe some harmonica, maybe some fiddle back then. Well, let's get right into it, and we're going to start off with a group called the Alabama Love Snakes with the Cold Hearted Woman.
Diving duck. Ooh, y'all, I dive. lonely bottom, honey, and I never come home. Well, the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. You know the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. Well, now the sun's gonna shine on my back door someday. The wind's gonna rise and blow my blues away. Would you love an arms around me, honey, like you circle around the sun? Put your loving arms around me, baby, like you circle around the sun. Put your loving arms around me, let it circle around the sun. Oh, I'm gonna love you, baby, honey, till my moo cows come home. Chair. I'm sitting on my front porch, sunning in my old rocking chair. Sitting on my front porch, sunning in my old rocking chair. I'm gonna rock, 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 'cause I just don't care. If the rim was whiskey and I was a diving duck. If the rim was whiskey, I was a diving duck. If the rim was whiskey, I was a diving duck. Ooh, y'all, I'd dive upon that bottom, baby, and I'd never come up. Dive upon the bottom, baby, and I'd never come up. Dive upon the bottom, baby, and I never come up. I dive upon the bottom, baby, and I never come up.
That was Mr. Taj Mahal and Kim Mo with Diving Duck Blues. How about that lyric? If the river was whiskey and I was a diving duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come up. That's a good lyric right there. You know, Taj Mahal, he's been recording for, you know, well over a half a decade. He's one of the guys that still records today, but he's still traditional blues, usually with an acoustic guitar. And he's best known, well, for me anyway, you know, the Allman Brothers covered Statesboro Blues. And that was all Taj Mahal. And of course, there's Kev Moe, who's still recording today also. And we got a song coming from him later. I'll get more into Keb. But he also, you know, keeps the traditional sound alive. That album, they got together, you know, Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, and they made an album called Taj Mo. It was released in 2017, and it went to, you know, big fanfare, great accolades, and actually won the 2018 Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. Before that, we had Cold Hearted Woman from the Alabama Love Snakes. Now, those guys just sound blues, but somehow they're from Sweden. So I guess, you know, the blues is international. I don't know how they got that sound, but they did a really good job at it. They're from Sweden. They're from Karlstad, Sweden. And they mostly perform as a trio. And they were inspired by the Texas and Chicago blues. And they mostly tour, you know, Scandinavia, France. And they do the big blues festivals over there in Europe. their claim to fame is, you know, Johnny Winter was over there touring, and they opened for Johnny Winter. And Johnny Winter is, you know, he's just the legendary blues guy. And his whole band were very impressed with these guys, and that just gave them a big vote of confidence. Let's get back into some more music right now. How about some Bad Burl? You know, I was talking about Johnny Winter. Let's hear some Johnny Winter.
Thank you. lost my time. I'll tell you truly that I sometimes lie. What kind of guy am I really? What kind of guy am I really? Who don't wear pajamas and I don't sniff glue. I'm Mississippi, got the New York blues. What kind of guy am I really? Who? What kind of guy am I really? What? I might be leaving, but the door ain't shut. I'm here for loving, but I ain't no slut. What kind of guy am I really? What? But I don't eat lamb. Not sweet potato, but I do like ham. What kind of guy am I? Hey. Ooh. Hey, am I really ham?
That was Mr. Steve Forbert. What kind of guy? Mr. Forbert was born in Meridian, Mississippi, and his music, he really couldn't find a place for it. He was very unique, and his music was probably Americana before they named it Americana. And he found a niche when he moved to New York City, to Greenwich Village. That's where he found a home. He found artists, you know, that thought the same way he did. And his music's basically a mix of folk, roots rock, country, a little bit of blues, and he's been recording for 4 decades now, and he's been nominated for several Grammys, and he's also a great songwriter. His song's been covered by Roseanne Cash, Keith Urban, Marty Stewart, and many more. And before that, we heard Bad Girl Blues from Mr. Johnny Winter. That was off the Third Degree album in 1986. Johnny is known really good for his slide playing. His slide playing has inspired many people like Derek Trucks right now. Derek Trucks is considered the best slide guitarist in music today. And his two main influences were Dwayne Allman and Johnny Winter. And so, he still inspires people today. And the story is, he's used the same slide, or he used the same slide before his death, for 40 years. He couldn't find it, so he found an old cymbal stand on a set of drums, and he got a hacksaw and cut off a 3-inch piece of it, and he used that slide, that same one, for 40 years. And also, he's known for his brother Edgar Winter, and they were exact opposites. Edgar Winter was, when he went to studio, everything had to be precise, overdubbed and multiple tracks. When Johnny Winter went in, everything was just a big condenser microphone in the middle of the room, and the band just went at it. Those guys are from Beaumont, Texas. We're going to take a short break here. We got a lot to go. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, All Blues and Nothing But the Blues. You're on WVFF Radio, 97.7, Veterans for Freedom.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,